Thank you for calling Cuomo. This is Chris. How can I help you?
Hi, Chris. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a good morning so far.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I Angela did just let me know you gave us a call, so thank you. By the way, I was about to call you also, so it was perfect timing.
I actually thought it was you because I had a missed call. So I think that maybe she or one of your other like openers reached out.
Oh, but, really? Let me.
Yeah, so I was just calling back. Yeah, you might want to make sure they read notes because I was like, oh, no, I already got it all worked out with the manager and whatnot. But
yeah, it actually does show that he called out. I don't know why he called out because I have it on hold. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Anyways. Thank you for calling me. Is it a good time to get everything going for you?
Yes, I have a, yeah, how long do you think, about 15 minutes?
I can do it as quickly as possible. So yeah, no more than 15 minutes.
So okay, let me, that should work.
Okay, so first name, are you short for Christopher or is it just Chris?
It is Christopher.
Okay, and what is your last name?
Yeah, it is Lettich, L-E-T-T-I-C-H.
Okay, L-E-T-T-I-C-H, right?
Yep.
Okay, and this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yep, this is the business line.
Okay, company name, I have Plumwell.
Yes, P-L-U-M-B-W-E-L-L. Correct.
Perfect, just one word, right?
Yep, just one word.
Okay. And what is your address?
It is 5495 South, 1150 West, Riverdale, Utah, 84405. What we do, though, so we have, like, a storage unit, and the actual business address is Joseph's Home, my business partner. So generally, like on Google, I just have the address hidden and have it listed as like a We Come to You service.
Yes, I was actually going to ask you that as well, if you're going to want the address still hidden on your Google business profile. So I'll make a note of that as well. It's not a problem. Okay. And for anybody else authorized on the account, do you want to put your partner or just yourself?
I know we should put him for sure. It's Joseph Turco. Turco is T-I-R-K-O.
Okay. T-I-R-A-O?
No, K. K-O.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me on that one. Okay. And for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like? I have some availability today, tomorrow, or, you know, if need be, Friday.
Let's take a look here. Can we do tomorrow afternoon?
Yes. I have between 2 to 3 your time. Does that work?
Yes, that works.
Okay. I'll email you over a Google invite as well. So if you need to reschedule, you can just email me back on that Google, email invite. So got you down for tomorrow. Okay. And for services that you offer, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Yeah. Water heater installation and repair. Tankless water heaters. I know sometimes people search separately for that.
Can you repeat that for me one more time? Tankless?
Yeah, tankless.
Spell that for me, please.
Yeah.
Oh, tankless.
Yeah, tankless. Yeah.
Got it. I misunderstood. Sorry. Okay. So got tankless.
No problem.
Water heater. Okay. And also repair for those, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and I don't know if it's pertinent to you guys and what you do, but we are RENAI certified professional. So RENAI is a massive tankless water heater and boiler manufacturer. So I often try to market that we're RENAI certified pros, but I don't know if that'll come up for you guys until maybe like a Facebook ad or something.
Yeah, that would, I'll put it down in the notes. that you are, what type of certification is it?
Yeah, we're just a RENAI certified professional, so we're one of their preferred contractors. RENAI is RINNAI.
Okay. I'll put it down on the notes.
Okay, yeah, I can talk to them about it, or whoever onboards me tomorrow, too. Then we would want, we do bathroom remodels.
Okay.
Drain clean.
Okay.
Boilers.
Okay.
And then, you know, from there, those are kind of the big jobs that we try to target. And then from there, it's just all the miscellaneous plumbing stuff, you know, faucets, fixtures, valves, showers, bathtubs.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Leak detection actually is a good one, is like a leak repair. I know sometimes people will search like, oh, water leak, you know, kind of thing. So yeah, leak repair.
Okay. I put leak detection and also leak repair on there as well. Okay. Anything else?
Leak detection, boilers, water heaters. Repipe, whole home or partial home repipes.
Okay.
I'm not sure how often that's searched or whatnot, but,
They actually are going to do, so based off of what I'm going to tell them right here in my notes, they're going to do research and let you know what's searched the most. So they're going to have you on that end. That's why, you know, whatever you want to be found for, just let me know so I can have them list all that stuff up for you.
Okay. The bathtub and shower installation is probably a good one to throw on there. You said bathroom remodels, yeah. And then it's just all the kind of typical, then it's from there, it's all the typical plumbing stuff. So the faucets and garbage disposals and all that good stuff.
Okay. And I don't remember if you told me. Do you have a business Facebook account by any chance?
We do. Yeah, we have a business Facebook and Instagram that we post on. weekly.
Okay, perfect. We will need that URL, so on your onboarding call, if you can just have it tomorrow, or they'll guide you on how to get it as well, since I know. Sometimes some people don't know how to get it. So it's no worries.
Facebook's tricky. I know, like, trying to add, like, administrators to, like, take over posting and whatnot, sometimes it can be a hassle. So
Exactly. No worries. We'll definitely guide you with that. We come across this all the time. And you have a website, which is great. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. I also do have you down as a 40-mile radius. Would you like me to keep it as 40-mile radius?
No, I would like to do zip code. So let me, just because we're right at the edge of the mountain, so if you do a 40-mile radius from our office, it's like 25 miles into the mountain where there's not many homes and we don't want to, it's like an hour drive even though it's only 20 miles. So we don't want to do the radius. I can provide a zip code list. If I can get that together today and then provide it, either shoot you an email today or when I onboard tomorrow, that would be ideal.
That's not a problem. So I'll put it down in the notes. You can, I'm going to send you that email for the Google invite. So you can respond to me through there, or you can also just have it for tomorrow's call. That's fine also. So how's that? And for the days and times that you want to show open, what should I put down for hours of operation?
Yeah, do Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 p.m.
Okay. And for weekends, do you want to show closed?
Not really. Like, people can call anytime. We just don't run many calls on the weekend.
So should I put down daily from 7 to 6? Obviously reschedule. Okay.
Yeah, Let's do that. I don't want people to be deterred from calling on a Saturday. I will answer the phone and schedule them.
Exactly. I typically always recommend to do something along those lines because you can always schedule your appointments whenever you want, but at least if it shows you're open, they can give you a call. So that's good on that end. Okay. Now, for the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the business name, or both?
It's actually Joseph and the business name, the card, the account that I want to use for this.
Okay. So it's going to be under Joseph. So let me fix. Okay.
I believe it says Joseph and Plumwell. Yeah, it has both on there.
Okay.
The card is going to say, it does say, just so you're aware too, it was Plumwell LLC, like the official license name, but then we got the Plumwell DBA.
Okay. That's okay. If I actually just put down his name on the card, it'll be fine. If it asks me for the company name, I'll put that on there as well. Okay, Joseph. Sorry about that. Okay, that's that. All right, is there any middle initial for his name on the card?
There's not. Nope, just Joseph Turco.
Okay. All right, and the billing on the card, is it the 5495?
Yes.
1150, okay. Okay. And what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Okay, it is 4896. 6205. 0530-9140.
Okay, and when is the expiration?
October of 25.
And the security code?
Is 342.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. So this is important so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you or anything along those lines. So you can pick from three different questions, and you can put whatever answer you want just as long as you remember it. So it's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do city born.
Okay. And what city is that?
Yeah, Allentown.
Allentown?
Yeah, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
All right. Okay, so I'm just going to go over the voice verification, which is done on a recorded line. That's to outline the service agreement. Then after that, you're going to get everything through text and through email, and we're going to be done. So first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
Plumwell.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Chris Ledick, owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we do call you, we're going to ask you this security question just so you know that it's us calling you. Also, did I send you over a text message yesterday with our office line and my extension?
You did.
Okay, perfect. So that's the number we're going to be calling you from, so just make sure you save that number. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, which is the $249 for the month with the $49 setup fee. So the amount's going to be $298. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 13th of every month in just $249. And you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you're going to receive everything through text and email right now shortly. So
that okay, means... and I did have a question that I don't think I asked yesterday.
Of course.
Do you guys provide like analytic data of how things are kind of going with any of the ads or I know Google kind of provides like a rough one when people actually click on through the My Business listing, but do you guys have any sort of like follow-up with that type of stuff?
Yes. So let me know if this is what you're talking about. So you're going to receive a dashboard. You're going to get your username and log into that within a few days. The dashboard is going to track everything. For example, how many people have been looking for you, the location these people have been looking for you from, how many clicks, how many calls, how your keywords are doing. You're going to receive all of that in the dashboard. So if you have any questions specifically about, for example, how something is going, you can always give us a call, but everything's going to be in your dashboard. It's basically the brains of the operation. There's going to be a review tracker in there as well, so you can track your reviews, respond to them, all of that stuff.
Okay, great. Yeah, that okay. Is just the analytics and reporting. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yes, perfect. And the last thing we're going to go over is going to be the terms and conditions, which is outlining the service agreement. I just send it over to you through text. If you can open that up for me, please. It's basically just letting you know everything we're going to do for you, which is optimize that Google Business Profile, directory submissions. They'll go over that tomorrow, what you want to be on, Facebook ads, also your cancellation, so you can cancel at any time. You can also pause your service at any time. We don't charge you for that either. Exactly what we charged you, what we're going to be charging you future. And the only thing I need you to do is if you can click on those two boxes, basically that you are authorized and you are okay receiving text messages, and if you can type in Joseph's name exactly the way that it looks with capital letters and just confirm it, please.
Oh, you did the A instead of the R. It's T-I-R-K-O.
T-I-R-K-O. Okay, let me fix that and then resend it. T-I-R. Thank you, by the way. That's an interesting last name.
It is a unique one. We both have unique last names.
I had a client the other day who had a very difficult last name, a lot of letters that you would not think that they belong next to each other. And I kept butchering his last name. I felt so bad.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, sometimes we get like a Russian or Polynesian customer, and they have, like too many letters in their last name.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same thing. And then I just call them their first name, or I just default to ma'am. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Man, I can't pronounce that. How you doing?
I know. I know, and it's like you're trying to do it discreetly, right, where it's not offensive, but sometimes it's just you can tell. I just sent you over the other link. Let me make sure that it actually updated it. No, it looks like it didn't update it. I fixed it on my end. It's not pulling it up on the updated side. So you can just type it in really the way that it looks on there. It is fixed in my system already, though, just to verify, T-I-R-K-A-O, right?
No A. Just T-I-R-K-O.
Oh, no way. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. T-I-R-K-O. All right.
Turco.
There we go. Okay. What I can also do, let me see here. I'm going to have my onboarding team actually fix it so it's spelled correctly. And on your onboarding call tomorrow, I'll just have them update it and resend it to you. How does that sound?
Okay. So should I wait to sign this?
Yeah, you can wait. I mean, you can technically do it now if you'd like, but you can also wait. It's completely up to you. Whatever you prefer.
Okay.
It makes no difference on our end.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just wait. That way we have it all correct.
Okay. Sounds perfect. So I have everything updated. I'm going to send you that email shortly right now. And if you need to change that time for tomorrow, please feel free to email me back or call me, whichever works better for you. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.